We're holding a Masechta Shabbos in the middle of Perek Kol Kisve at the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. This Mishnah is a continuation of the theme that we have had till now, where we're discussing the inyan of Hatzalah on Shabbos, if a person is allowed to save things from a fire on Shabbos. And the Mishnah tells us that the heter of Hatzalah on Shabbos applies to food as well. How much food is a person allowed to save from a fire? The Mishnah says one can save enough food for three seudos of Shabbos. If the fire begins at night, and therefore he has three seudos left on Shabbos, so he can save three seudos. If the fire occurs in the morning, where he's already eaten the seuda of Friday night, and now there's only two seudos left for Shabbos, then he's allowed to save food for two seudos. If it's later in the afternoon, and there's only one seuda left, i.e. shalosh seudos, then he's allowed to save food for that one seuda. Rabbi Yossi says, as long as it is a chatzer me'urevis, there is an eruv, then one is always allowed to save mazon gimel seudos. The Gemara. Why do we limit the hatzalah to three seudos? Since food is not mukta, and there is an eruv chatzeris, why can't he take more? Rava answers, Adam bahul al mamaynai. Since people are very careful with their money, we're afraid that if we allow him to do this, to take whatever he wants, he'll forget that today is Shabbos, and he'll also try to save all of his belongings, not just the food. The Gimel Seudas is a check and balance, so a person will stop and remind himself that right now is Shabbos. As a general rule, the Ramah and Simon Shin Lamed Dalet Sifchav Vav, bringing the Or Zeruah, says that today where we live amongst Goyim, one is permitted to extinguish a fire on Shabbos to prevent it from spreading to other houses, because in the event of a major fire, the Goyim are likely to pillage and murder. Since there is an element of Pikuach Nefesh involved, one is permitted even to extinguish a fire on Shabbos. Now let's begin the Gemara. If a barrel of wine, which is on a roof, breaks, a person can put a keli below it to save the dripping wine. And if he has guests, he can catch as much as he wants to. Whether one can make tricks, harama, for example, inviting guests just so he can catch the extra wine, this is a machlekes. And it's totally in the machlekes tanaim by Isai v'yes benai. The pasuk says, Isai v'yes benai lai sishchatu b'yei mechad. You're not allowed to shecht an animal together with its child on the exact same day. What if both fall into a pit? Can you take them both out or not? Rebbe Eliezer says, you can only take out the first one to shecht it. In other words, no harama is allowed. Rebbe Yeshua says, you can take the number one out with kavana to shecht it, don't shecht it, then take out number two, i.e. harama is mutter. However, this heter of Rebbe Yeshua only applies to animals. This heter of harama only applies to animals because of tzar balei chayim, not in the case of wine here in our Gemara. Rav Chisda says, a person should wake up early on Erev Shabbos to begin preparing for Shabbos. As we know from the Mun, they went out early to collect it. Rabbi Abba said a person should make hamotzi at the Shabbos meal on two loaves of bread, since the Pasuk by Mun says Lechem Mishnah in Shmais Tezayin, representing the double portion of Mun that fell L'chaved Shabbos. Rav Kahana used to hold two loaves, but only cut one loaf. And Rav Zera would break a piece of bread after he made hamotzi, large enough to last him the entire meal. Rashi explains, by doing that, he showed how chashuv and how dear the Shabbos meal was to him. Finally, the Gemara asks, how many seudos is a person mechuyev to eat on Shabbos? The Tanakhama says, three. Reb Chitka says, four. One at night, three by day. And they both learned from the same pasuk in Shmais Tezayin regarding the mun. Moshe Rabbeinu mentions the word hayoim three times. Hence, a person is mechuyev to eat three seudos. Reb Chitka learns that three times means three seudos by day plus one at night for a total of four. Daf Kuf Yud Ches. If there is a fire Shabbos afternoon, a person can save food for one seuda. Taisus is medayik that the zman of shalosh seudos is after mincha. And in fact, the Mechaber and Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph learns that shalosh seudos should be eaten after the zman of mincha, in other words, after 6.5 hours into the day. The Bahag, however, holds that the mitzvah of shalosh seudos can be fulfilled even in the morning. We, however, paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, so when we have a year, when we have Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, it can be a bit complicated, since after Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, which is in the morning, a person is not allowed to eat bread, but at the same time is not allowed to eat matzah. Therefore, in that time, we must eat Shalosh Seudos in the morning. The Rambam holds, by the way, that not only do we make Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos morning, which is what we do today, but we even make Kiddush by Shalosh Seudos as well. Since Roy of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, we do not make Kiddush by Shalosh Seudos. We only make Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos in the morning. The Gemara says that the Tamchui was the communal kitchen, which provided people with two sudas every day. The Kupa was its tzedakah fund, which was dispensed to Aniyim, so they could buy food. And if someone already has food for two sudas for the day, he's not allowed to take food from the Tamchui. And if he has money for the whole week, he couldn't take money for the Kupa from the Kupa either. As far as the third meal on Shabbos goes, Rabbi Akiva says, "Asei Shabbat Chachol v'al titzarech labrius." It's better to have only two sudas on Shabbos and skip the third one, rather than take money from the kupa tzedaka to have shalosh sudas. The dishes, which one uses on Friday night, can be washed so a person will have clean dishes on Shabbos morning. After Shabbos morning, a person can wash them again to be clean for shalosh sudas. But from shalosh sudas and on, he cannot wash them, since it's like preparing for chol. Glasses and pitchers, however, can always be washed, even after shalosh sudas, since there is no kvias for drinking. In other words, a person may want to drink any time. Therefore, since there's a possibility he'll need them for drinking, he can wash them any time during the day. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says anyone who eats three meals on Shabbos is nitzel, is saved from three bad things. Number one, from chevle shel Mashiach, the pangs of Mashiach. Number two, dina shel Gehenim, the judgment of Gehenim. And number three, the melchemes goig umagag, in the yamais HaMashiach. This is learned from the hekesh of Hayoim, and the word yoim by all three of these in yonim. Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi said, "Kol ma'aneges haShabbos noisnin le'nachla b'li mitzarim." Anyone who indulges in pleasure on Shabbos, he gets an inheritance with no limits. And this is compared with Yaakov Avinu, who was told that his growth would be limitless. The pasuk in Bereishis Chav Ches says, "Ufaratzta yama v'keima v'tzafayna v'negba." Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "He'll be saved from shibud golius, being subservient to foreign nations." Yehuda Amarav says, "Naisnloi mishalois libay," will get whatever he wants. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "V'karasa l'Shabbos einig." How does one honor the Shabbos and indulge in the Shabbos? My answer is by eating special foods. Even with a small special food, one can be mekayim the mitzvah of einig Shabbos. In fact, Rabbi Yechanan adds, if someone is mekayim this mitzvah, even if he is oved avodah zarah, they'll be meichel him. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Zayin writes that one should prepare many tasty dishes and good drinks for Shabbos, each man according to his wealth, and that the more delicacies one prepares, the more praiseworthy he is. Reb Chiya Bar Ashi says that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Einig Shabbos even with one small item, such as small fried fish in flour. Finally, the Tur says that a poor person should try to skimp on his weekday expenses so that he'll be able to buy fine food dishes for Shabbos, in honor of the Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said if all of Klal Yisrael would have observed the first Shabbos properly, they wouldn't have had the shlita of any of the Goyim upon them, i.e., since someone went out and gathered mun that original time, Amalek came over them. Rabbi Yechon Mishur Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, if Klal Yisrael would only keep today two consecutive Shabbosos properly, we would see the Geula immediately. Rabbi Yossi said, my chelek should be with the people who are makpid to eat shalosh shudas every Shabbos. My chevik should be with those who say Hallel every day, meaning that they say the Hallelukas with much Kavana, the Hallelukas in Psukei Dezimra with the proper Kavana. He also said, my chevik in Olam Haba should be with those who daven im dimdume chama, when they see the redness of the sun, when the sun comes up and the sun goes down, i.e. in the morning, Vasikin, by the Netzach Chama, and they daven mincha just before Shkia in the afternoon. And in fact, Rabbi Yechanan said, it's a mitzvah to daven at the time of Dimdume Chama. This is learned from the pasuk in Tilamayin Beis, Yira'ucha im Shemesh. Yiras Hashem comes at the time of the Shemesh. Rabbi Yossi also said, my chelek should be with those tzaddikim who had stomach illnesses. In fact, rov of tzaddikim die due to stomach illnesses. Rashi explains that because of their suffering, it increases their Olam Haba. Taisus learns that it makes them similar to malachim who do not have to digest food at all. Rabbi Yossi also said, my chelek should be with those who made an early Shabbos in Tveria. Since Tveria was at a very low level, they thought they couldn't see the sun going down. They thought the sun was going down earlier, so they made Shabbos early. And also with those who kept Shabbos longer in Sipari. Sipari was very high up, and it took longer, apparently, or at least it looked like the sun took longer to go down. They would keep Shabbos later. So his chelek should be with people who make an early Shabbos and let Shabbos stretch out to be even longer. Rabbi Yossi said, there were five times that I engaged in marital relations, and I planted five seeds of gedolim, cedars, in Klal Yisrael. Aye, but if he only had relations five times, how was he mekayim the mitzvah of oina, having regular relations with one's wife? for answers five times, but it was continuously repeated so he would have sons. He also said, I never referred to my wife as my wife, but my wife I called Beisi. He had a karas hatayf, that she is the chashiva, the main one of my house. And his ox he called my land, also a lashon said in a bekavadika lashon. Rabbi Beisi said, let it be a zchus, that even though I wasn't a kayin, but if my friends asked me to duchen, I would not refuse. Taisva says, from here, that there was no isser for a zar to duchen, except maybe for the question of bracha levatala. But the Rama and Simon Kuf Chav Ches ask on this Taisvis, since there is an isser, there is an isser for a zar to do duchening. Magen Avram answers, this isser is only if a zar goes up and duchens by himself, but if he duchens together with a kain, there is no isser. Rabbi Yehuda said, let it be a zchus to me that I had kavana when I davened. Rabbi Huna said, let my zchus be that I never walked Dalet Amos without a head covering. Rabbi Sheshe said, let my zchus be that I fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. Rabbi Nachman said, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Abaye said, let my zchus be in the fact that when a Talmud Chacham finished a mesechta, I made a yanta for all the Rabbanim, a su'uda via a siyam. And in fact, the Marshal held in Baba Kama that when they made a siyam mesechta in Birchas HaMazon at the end of the su'uda, they would say, Sha'a simcha bima'ayne. Eventually, they were mevatel this minute. In fact, today we don't do this. Daf Kuf Yud Tes. Rava said that when a din Torah would come before him, which involved the Talmud Chacham, he would do his utmost to see to it that the Talmud Chacham would get the best shot at winning. This Fasemis explains, not that he played favorites with the Talmud Chacham, this is of course Usser, but he would judge the cases of the Talmidei Chachamim before the other cases. Reb Chanina ushered in the Shabbos by saying, let us go out and meet the Shabbos queen. Reb Yanai used to put on his clothes and say, Bayichala, Bayichala, come on in, bride. Out of love, he referred to the Shabbos as a kala, as a bride. The Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, Perek Yud Aleph, says that Shabbos is the mate of Klal Yisrael. So to us as Chasanim, the Shabbos is like our kala. The Chachamim used to get personally involved with preparing the food for Shabbos. For example, Rav Safra was machrich reisha. He singed the heads of animals. Rava was malach shivuta. He salted the fish. Rav Huna lit candles. And Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef split wood. Because Yosef was one who honored the Shabbos greatly, he was rewarded with a valuable pearl found in a fish he bought in honor of Shabbos. And as Zakein said, anyone who honors the Shabbos will be paid back by the Shabbos. The Gemara asks, in what schus did the Ashirim of Eretz Yisrael become wealthy? Our answer is in the schus that they gave 10% of their money to tzedakah, meiser ksofim, as the Pasuk says in the Devarim Yud Dalet, aser to aser. Gemara darshins aser bishvil satishasher. Give tzedakah and you will become wealthy yourself. And the schus of Kavod HaTorah made people wealthy in Bavel. Finally, in other places, people became wealthy due to their zahiris in Kavod Shabbos. The Gemara says until a person makes a bracha over food, he's not allowed to eat it, because it all belongs to Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim Chaf Dalet, La'Hashem ha'aretz umloya. To Hashem belongs the earth and all in it. The Caesar asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya for some of the special spice of Shabbos, and he answered him that this spice is only a benefit for someone who observes the Shabbos. For Kavod Shabbos, Rav says a person should eat his meal earlier than usual. Shmuel says he should eat it later than usual, so he'll be hungrier. Rav Hamnuna says, anyone who on Friday night in Marav says the Pasuk of Vayechulu, it's as if he becomes a partner with Hashem in Maaseh Bereishis. Rav Chisda says, whenever a person says Vayechulu, there are two Malachi Hasharis who put their hands on his head and say, let your sins be forgiven. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said, two malachim follow a person home from shul to their house, one good malach and one bad malach. If they come to the house and find the candles are lit, the table is set, and the bed is made, the malach toiv says, let Hashem see to it that this beautiful situation should come again next Shabbos. And the malach ra is forced to say, amen. But if the house is not in order, the malach ra will express a bad wish, and then the Malach Tayv will be forced to answer, Amen. Rabbi Eliezer says a person should arrange his table on Erev Shabbos for a big Suda, even if he only has a drop of food to eat. Rabbi Chanina says, a person should also set his table on Matzoi Shabbos. Ushering Shabbos out is also called Kavod Shabbos. And if a person eats a warm food on Matzoi Shabbos, it's a cure for him. This is the halacha, by the way, of Malava Malka, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Reish Mem Tes, Sif Beis. And some people light candles on Motzai Shabbos as well. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, anyone who in Kaddish answers, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, may his name be blessed forever and ever, and he says it and answers it with all of his strength, any evil decrees against him will be torn up. When we say b'chol koichei, with all of his strength, Rashi says it means with all the proper kavana. Taisu says it means he answers in a very loud voice. Reish Lakish said, whoever answers amen with all of his strength, they open up the gates of Gan Eden for him. And the word amen stands for Kel Melech Neman. Hashem is a trustworthy king. We know, by the way, that there is a Ramah. There's a Machloik, is Mechaber and Ramah, as to whether we should answer amen after the bracha of Habaycher Ba'amo Yisrael Bi'ava, right before Kriyashma. The Mechaber says a person should not answer amen, because this is called a hefsik. The Ramah says a person should answer amen right before Kriyashma. Rav says, fires only come to a house as a result of Chil Hashem in that house. In fact, Yerushalayim was destroyed because of the Avera of Chil Hashem. But Rav Avoh said, Yerushalayim was destroyed because people were mavatel the mitzvah of Kriyashma Shel Shachris V'Arvis. Rav Avnuna said, Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were mavatel children, the Tinaikas Shel Beis Rabban, from going to learn Torah. Ula said it was destroyed because people had no shame for each other. Rav Amram said, because people did not give Teichacha to one another. Rav Yehuda said, because they were mevazal talmidei chachamim. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, anyone who is mevazal talmid chacham, there will be no refuah for his wounds. Al tigu b'mshichai, don't touch my anointed ones. This is referring to the tinaikas shel beis rabban, the children who learn Torah. Reish Lakish added, the world only stands because of the breath of the tinaikas shel beis rabban. Their breath is so chashiv, since it hasn't been tainted with chayt. And in fact, the rule is, Ein mevatlin tinaikis shel beis rabban, afil lebinyan beis hamigdash. Tinaikis shel beis rabban is so chashiv that you're not allowed to mevatel it even to build a beis hamigdash. And it was also said, any city which doesn't have a school for young children, the city is destined to be destroyed. Dat kuf chaf. Truth was not left in Yerushalayim. Rava says, this referred to truth in business. Rav Katina said it referred to matters of Torah. By business, there was no integrity, while by Torah, there was. The next Mishnah. If someone's house is burning on Shabbos, a person can save a basketful of bread or a barrel of wine, even if there is enough for 100 sudas, and he can tell other people to take as well. But they can take it only into a chatzar mu'urevis. The Besera says even to a chatzar she'ena mu'urevis. Regarding clothing, one can save all that he can take that will fit on the person. Rabbi Yossi says only the standard 18 clothes, and one can return afterwards for more clothes. Gemara. But before we said that a person is only allowed to take enough food for Gimel Sudas, so how come here he could take 100 Sudas? Mara answers, Rav Abba says, 100 a person can take to one's own chatzar, but he can only take 3 meals to a different courtyard. Rav Puna said, if all is taken in one basket, then even 100 is okay. But if bundling is necessary, if a person has to do la kapel, then only enough for 3 Sudas. The next Mishnah. If someone has a box, he can save it by putting a moist cover on it. And one can make a keli to block the fire. Rabbi Yossi said, not new kelim, since this will be a full-fledged kivoy. Gemara. If what he does is rabbi she'ena miskaven, for example, he opens the door, he had no kavana to put the fire out, but he did put the fire out, according to Rabbi Shimon, this is mutter. But if it's a psik resha, it's definitely going to put the fire out, even Rabbi Shimon would be maida that it's usher to do this. Gram kivoy, indirect extinguishing, would be usher according to Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is machmer, because Odom Bohol Al Mamayna, a person gets very nervous if he thinks he'll lose his money. Therefore, if we allow him to extinguish indirectly, he might extinguish directly. Dafkuf Chof Alef. If someone is a Balkari, as soon as he can be Matahir himself in a mikveh, he should do so, according to Rabbi Yossi, since Tfila Bizmana Mitzvahi. The Rabbanan are Mekel, and say Tfila Bizmana Lav Mitzvahi. Therefore, one can postpone a Tfila if need be. A Zav, Zava Mitzera, Bayal Nida, and Tommy Mace, can be Matayr on day 7 at the beginning of the day, because we say Miksas Hayoim Kekula. Part of a day is considered like the whole day. That all counts for day 7. They can be Matayr immediately at the beginning of the day. Mashenkin and Nida and Yaletis are Tayvil on night number 8. They need to wait the full 7 days. A Valkari can be Tayvil any time. The next Mishnah. If a guy comes to extinguish a fire in the house of a Jew, the Yehudi is not allowed to tell the guy to put it out, because Amir La'akam is Asr on Shabbos. Gzera mi rabbanan mishum shvus. But if he extinguishes the fire on his own, you're not mechuyev to tell him to stop, because he has no mitzvah of shvisa. But a katan, someone who is below the age of our mitzvah, you must tell him not to put it out, if he offers to put it out. Gemara. Although amir la'akam is aser, but hinting in a roundabout way is mutter. If you put it out, you won't lose. Finally, our Mishnah says that if a katan wants to extinguish a fire, we must tell him to stop. Rabbi Yochanan explains that even though as a general rule, katan oichel nevelos, v'ein bezdin, mitzuyin lahafrishai, we are not obligated to restrain a katan from transgressing an iser, that rule only applies if the child wishes to commit a sin for his own interest and benefit. Kutcher Zaladov says, however, if he commits an avera al das aviv, like in the case of our Mishnah, to satisfy or benefit his father, then we are required to protest and restrain him. The Rashba on Daf Kufnin Gimel Amid Beis brings the pasuk in Shmais Perek Chaf Pasuk Yud, Loisase kol malacha ata uvincha, do not do any work on Shabbos, you and your son, as the basis for our Mishnah's halacha. The pasuk charges a father with the chiyuv of restraining his son from desecrating Shabbos, at least when he does so for his father's benefit. According to the Rashba, it is possible that our Mishnah's halacha is limited to Isurim of Shabbos and the child's father, because the source of the Isur is the pasuk of Loisase kol malacha, which is stated regarding a father and regarding Shabbos. Presumably, according to the Rashba, one is not mechuyev min haTorah to restrain his friend's child from desecrating Shabbos, even if the child performs a malacha to satisfy an adult. According to the Ritva, however, any adult must protest when a child wishes to commit an Isur on their behalf, whether it is a malacha on Shabbos or another Isur, because the Isur of Loisachilim applies to all Isurim and is not limited to the father. It should be noted that Tosfos, Divrei HaMashkel Shmamina, asserts that the Gemara's discussion refers to a child who is below the age of chinuch. However, a child who is a gil chinuch, old enough to understand and properly execute the mitzvahs, must be restrained from all averis, whether he wishes to do them in the interest of an adult or for his own benefit. The next Mishnah. If a flame is burning, you can put a plate over it to prevent it from creating a fire that would catch onto something else, as long as you don't totally put out the fire. Or you can trap a scorpion before it bites someone. The Gemara says, although excrement is muktzah, but if it's a graf shalrei, a keli full of waste, which is miyustik, then it's mutter to take it out and bring it away from a group of people. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, any dangerous creature you're allowed to kill on Shabbos, for example a snake or a mad dog, and what if it isn't pursuing a person, this is a machlekes. Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, the Mishnah. If a goy does a malacha specifically for Yisrael on Shabbos, the Yisrael cannot benefit from it. But if the goy turned on a lamp for his own use, then the Yisrael can benefit. Ner le'echa, ner le'meya. Once somebody lights a fire, it's good for everyone. There was a maisa where the boat of Rabbi Gamliel landed on Shabbos, and a goy made a ramp for himself, so the Zakenim also used it. Gemara. A Yisrael can leave his animal on grass on Shabbos, even if he knows the animal will eat from the grass. Finally, if a goy does a malacha for the Yisrael on Shabbos, the Yisrael cannot have hana from it on Shabbos. And in fact, he must wait on Motzai Shabbos, a bit of time, before having any hana from the malacha. The amount of time that a person must wait is bichtei sheyasu, the amount of time it would take to do this malacha. For example, the amount of time it would take to boil water in the bathhouse, which this goy had done the malacha for on Shabbos. That's how much time the person would have to wait before he can benefit from that hot water. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin Perek Yud Zayin, Kol HaKelim, the Mishnah. All Kelim, which are able to be picked up on Shabbos, because they're not Muktzah, their lids can be picked up together with them, even if these lids are detached from the Kelim. These lids are not like the doors of a house, which never had a Shem Keli, since they were attached to a big house. So if they became detached, they are Shalei Min HaMuchan, and will be Muktzah by themselves. A hammer, even though it is normally Muktzah, because during the week it's used to hammer and bang something, that makes it a Keli Shemelachtei Le'iser. But if someone wants to use it on Shabbos for cracking nuts, for example, it's okay to do so, because it's something which is a keli shemlachtei le'iser, is mutter l'tzarech gufay. It's mutter to use for the purpose of using it as a regular keli, even on Shabbos. Or he can use it to saw as a saw to cut cheese. Gemara. A door of a box or a chest, shid the table migdal, can be taken off their base, but not put back on. And even if you hold ein binyan bekelim, yesh stira bekelim, or ein binyan bekelim, ein stira bekelim, but here we're afraid of makah bepatish. But from a building, for example, a chicken coop, which is mechubel lekarka, it is usher to take them off as well. We should point out, according to the Mishnah, the reason dalsais of a keli are mutter, even when they're detached, is because we assume that he will eventually reattach the cover. Therefore, they're muchanim al gabe avihem. This is negea to the shaila of if a button falls off a suit on Shabbos, is it muktzah or not? Even though it has no use by itself, but since it's part of the beged, it should not be muktzah, since it is muchan al gabi avihem, just like in the case of our Mishnah. Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. The rule is, a keli shemalachtei le'iser is mutter to be used l'tzarech gufay, for a dabar shel heter, for example, a hammer to crack nuts. Reb Nechemiah would be machmir, however. The Gemara says, although a keli shemalachtei le'iser is mutter to move l'tzarech gufay, but if it's a valuable keli, for example, a camera or a knife used for shechita, then it's called muktza machmas chisaran kis, and tiltul l'tzarech gufay would be aser. If an unripe fig is buried in coals, for example, therefore it's mutter, so as long as part of the fig is exposed, it's mutter to move all of it. Reb Elazar ben Tadoi said, even if it's completely covered, it's mutter if you prick a weaver's rod into it, because we say, tiltul min atzad is mutter. If the eye of a needle came off from the needle, does the needle become muktza? Our answer is it's not muktza, since the main part of the needle is the sharp part. So even if the eye breaks off, it's still called a usable keli. Rava says it's aser, since just like by tuma, if it loses its eye, it loses its shame keli, so too by muktza. Finally, if a baby's limb became dislocated, Rav Nachman says it's aser to relocate it, since this is called tikkun kli. Rav Shesha said it would be mutter. The Mishnah. The stick used to turn olives in the vat, if it has a knob, it can be mekabel tuma, because now it's a keli. If it doesn't have a knob, it cannot be mekabel tuma. But regarding muktza b'shabbos, tiltul is always mutter, since it has a specific use. The next Mishnah. If someone has a valuable keli, never used for alternative purposes, for example a camera, then it's muktza, machmas chasaron kis. Rabbi Yossi says, all kelim can be moved except a large saw or a blade, because this is called muktza machmas chasaron kis. Gemara. Rava says a keli shemalachte le'iser, if it's used for a mutter dika purpose, for example to crack nuts, that is mutter to move both l'tzarech gufay, for the purpose of using it to crack nuts, for example, and l'tzarech mekayme, if a person needs the place, for example if the hammer is sitting on a bed, the person wants to go sleep on the bed, a person can move the hammer l'tzarech mekayme, he needs the place, he needs the bed where the hammer is sitting on. But it is also to move it mechama l'tzel, to protect the keli itself from damage. From getting damaged at all. And mechama l'tzel is sort of an expression that says that it can't be moved from the sun, where it would get ruined, into the shade, meaning it can never be moved if a person is just moving it to protect the item. Finally, in the days in the Nechemiah, because many were lax in Hilchas Shabbos, they were machmer with many halachas. Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. If a chatzar has no erev, Rabbi Yeshua holds that underneath the frame of a door, that's called inside the house. So to take something from the chatzar to the door would be called carrying. Reb Tarfon says, under the door is called part of the chatzar. The Mishnah. Any keli can be moved on Shabbos, both for a need and without a need. Reb Nechemiah says it can only be moved l'tzarech, for a need. Gemara. Rabbi said l'tzarech means that it's a keli, which is melachtei leheter. But shalei l'tzarech is if you only need the place under it. But melachtei le'iser, it's ikar melacha is le'iser, then only it's mutter to move l'tzarech gufay, not l'tzarech mekayme. According to Reb Nechemiah, there is never a heter of l'tzarech mekayme. Rava says, l'tzarech gufay el mekayme is always mutter. Shalei l'tzarech means it's also to move mechama l'tzel. I, according to Rabba and Reb Nechemiah, how then can one move dirty bowls from a table? Our answer is it's a graf shalrei. It's repulsive and it causes discomfort. Therefore, there's a special dispensation from Chachamim that one is allowed to move it. The rule is, ein bein Shabbos l'yontav elo eichel nefesh bilvad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yontav is that one is able to prepare food for eating on Yontav. Finally, Rav Paskin that a keli shemalachtei le'iser, it's mutter to move it l'tzarech gufay u'mekayme, but it's also to move it michama l'tzel. But a keli shemalachtei le'heter can be moved even michama l'tzel. Now, once a person picks up this item, where can he put it? The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Ches Sif Gimel says that if one moves a keli shemalachtei le'iser l'tzarech mekayme, he can put it down wherever he wants. In fact, the Prima Gadim and Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sifkat Yud Gimel says that once muktzah is in one's hands, not only may he continue to hold it in that hand, he may even pass it from one hand to the other, and not only that, he can even give it from one person to another. The Mishnah. All kelim which can be moved on Shabbos, if the keli breaks, you can move the broken pieces, but only if it can still do some type of malacha, for example, to cover the opening of a bottle. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only move it if it can do me'ein malachton, something like its similar use from before. Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a muktzah and nailed, shivrei kelim cannot be used because of nailed. According to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of nailed, shivrei kelim would be mutter. Mesechta Shabbos daf kuf chaf hei. Pieces of materials less than 3x3 tvachim are muktzah because they have no real use. The pasuk in Vayikra Yeralef says, by an oven made of earthenware, tanor v'kirayim yutatz. They should be smashed if it becomes tame. Yutatz is mashma, attached to the ground, i.e. only mechuber lekarka can become tame, talush cannot become tame. The Rabbanan hold, even if it's Talish, it can become Tameh. The Mishnah. A stone tied onto a gourd to make it heavy to draw water, in other words, so it should be able to draw water from the well. If the stone won't fall off, it becomes part of the keli, and is mutter to use on Shabbos. But if it will fall off, then the stone is like Eitzim Vavonim, with no use, and it makes the gourd into a Basis Ledover Ha'osar. A Pekak Hachaloin, a window cover, Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's tied to a window, it's mutter to use, since it's part of the binyan, as long as it doesn't drag on the floor. The Chachamim say it's always mutter. Gemara. All agree that even on Yontif, it's usher to make a temporary roof, and certainly on Shabbos. And to add to an existing roof, this is a machlokes. Daf Kuf Chav Vav. A neger hanigra, a doorbolt that drags on the ground, it can be used to lock something in the Migdash, because this is an Isser Midrabanan, and we say in the Migdash, ein shvus b'migdash. But in the Medina, it would be Usser Midrabanan. But if it isn't tied on at all, then it's usher as binyan on Shabbos midaraisa. So it's usher afilo b'migdash. Rav Yehuda says, even if it isn't tied, it's only usher midrabanan, since once it's designated for a door, there is no binyan. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, even if it is designated, even if it's not tied on, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Gemara says, we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, that the pekak hachalain must be tied and hanging. It must be kosher vitoli. The Mishnah. The cover of a keli, if it has a handle on it, you can move it on Shabbos, because it has a shem keli. This marks the end of the perek. Now let's begin Perek Yud Ches Mefanin, the Mishnah. The rule is that on Shabbos, one is not allowed to move items, which will involve a lot of exertion, because it's like weekday work, uvde dechol. However, one is allowed to move 4 or 5 boxes of straw for achnosis archim, to make room for guests, or to seat students in the Beis Medrash. But the items to be moved cannot be mukta. But if they're mukta, they're not allowed to be moved. So, for example, truma could be moved, tevel cannot be moved. Bundles of straw, twigs, or stones, even though these items are normally muktzah, because they're called etzim of avadim, but if they were set aside as food for animals before Shabbos, then they can be moved. Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yechanan, G'dayla hachnasus archim kehashkamas beis hamedrash. Hachnasus archim, hospitality, is as great as going to learn Torah in the beis medrash. Rabbi Dimi says, yeser mehashkamas beis hamedrash. It's even greater than that. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said, G'dayla hachnasus archim mekabalas pnei hashchina. Having guests and hospitality is even greater than being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learn from Avraham Avinu, that he left Hashem to greet the Malachim, who were disguised as Archim. And Hashem is not like Basar V'dam, where it's impossible for a small person to keep a more chash of a person waiting. Mashenkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel on his covet, as we see from Avram, that Avram was able to leave Hashem in order to greet his Archim. Rabbi Yechanan said there are 6 things that a person is oichel peresehen ba'ilam hazeh. He could eat the fruits in this world, and he still gets Karen Kayamas La'ilam Haba. He still gets the principle in Ilam Haba. What are those 6 things? Hachnosis Archim, hospitality. Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. Iyun Tfila, having Kavana when one davens. Hashkamas Beis Hamedrash, getting up early to learn Torah. Megadel Banav L'talmid Torah, raising children to learn Torah. And finally, Dan Eschaver L'kapschus, judging a friend favorably. And in the Mishnah in Peah, we learn of 4 other things. Kibud Avaim, Gemilas Chasadim, Havas Shalim ben Adon Lachaver, a person who brings peace between 2 friends, and Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulan, but Talmud Torah is the greatest of all them. And the Gemara brings a number of stories where it appeared that someone was treating someone else badly, or doing an Avera, but the second person was Danhim Lekapschus, and he was rewarded. The Gemara says Truma is not Muksa, since it's Mutter for a Kayin to eat, and for Yisrael to handle for the Kayin. The Prima Godam in Simon Shin Ches, Sifkot Yud, discusses whether matzahs are muktzah on Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos, being that the Rabbanan asked us from eating matzah on Erev Pesach. He says that ordinary matzahs are not muktzah on Erev Pesach, since one could feed them to young children, or he could feed them to his birds, just as our Gemara says that Truma is not muktzah for Zarim, since it's fit to be given to be eaten by Kohanim. Demai is Paris, which is bought from an Amoretz. Demai is not muktzah, since it's mutter for an ani to eat, and technically a person can make himself into an ani at any moment by declaring that all of his property is hefker. Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Many of the Tanaim held Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. Therefore, when it comes to if an item is used by rich people and is muchan or is not used, therefore it's primarily used by a poor person, you cannot differentiate and say that to some people it's muktzah and to some people it's not. And luf, which is a bean, which is used mainly for ravens, is not muktzah to anyone, even though it's only used by rich people. When one cuts bundles for animal food, he may cut them or even eat them, as long as he doesn't crush them into very tiny pieces with a keli, because this would be a melacha of teichen. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, we learn that it's also usher to chop vegetables into tiny pieces on Shabbos as well, mishum teichen. Raw, salted meat is not considered to be muktzah, since it's edible. If it's unsalted, Rav Huna says it's not muktzah. Rav Chisda says it is muktzah, since it's really not edible. And bones are not considered muktzah, since they're roy to be eaten by a dog. Finally, water which sat outside is usher to drink, since we're afraid that a snake may have poisoned it. The next Mishnah. One is allowed to turn over a basket in front of chicks, so they can climb up and down from their nests. Here the Mishnah teaches us that it's mutter on Shabbos to move a utensil, i.e. the basket, for the sake of a muktzah item, i.e. the chicks. If a tarnagol escapes, you can push it till it comes back to its coop. And a woman can do the same with her child in Rishus HaRabim, as long as she doesn't drag him and carry him in the Rishus HaRabim. Gemara. If an animal fell into water on Shabbos, one can put pillows below it in order to help it escape. The rules of muktzah here were relaxed due to Tzar Balei Chaim. Hey, but how can one do this? The pillow now goes from being mutter to muktzah, since it's a basis l'davar ha'aser, i.e. the animal. So one is being mavatel keli mehechanai. Our answer, since one man diyamar holds Tzar Balei Chaim is midaraisa, it takes precedence over bitl kli, which is only midrabanan. Before we begin the upcoming sugya, we should give a brief hakdama to the basic principles of Hilchas Refuah b'Shabbos. As we have mentioned numerous times, there is an isser on Shabbos to take medicines due to the gzera midrabanan of shchikas samimanim. We're afraid that a person will grind the medications on Shabbos and will be over the isser of teichen. In addition, applying creams and ointments are usser due to the isser of smoothing, which is part of the melacha of memachek. Basically, there are 5 degrees of ailments which could require refuah b'Shabbos. The first is a mechush bi'alma, a minor condition like a slight heartburn or a mild headache. For this, we are machmir in all isurei refuah. The second is miktsas cheli, a pain in one area of the body, for example, a toothache, a medium headache, or a minor burn. Even though as a general rule, amir la'akum is usur on Shabbos, but in the case of miktsas cheli, it would be mutter to ask a guy to do a melacha midrabanan for you. For example, to dab on some cream, burn cream, in the affected areas. Not to smear the cream, but to just dab it on. The third category, and one which is very shchiach, is a chela kol gufai, a person who is sick, i.e. they have a flu or they have strep throat. This is also referred to as a chela she'ein bai sakana. In addition, there are 3 other examples of people who are not exactly a chela kol gufai, but we consider them to fall in this category. These include someone who is nafal lenishkaf, a person who has to lie down. As for example, a person has a severe enough headache that he needs to stay in bed. They're called nafal lenishkaf. They would fall into the category of chela kol gufay. Also, a baby under the age of 3 years old, if he or she gets upset about something, we consider him to be a chela kol gufay. Finally, if a house gets very cold, the discomfort of cold makes every person a chela kol gufay, since Chazal said, Hakol chelim etzel hakor. In all these cases, we consider a person to be a chela kol gufay. In a case of chela kol gufay, it is mutter to do an iser derabanan with a shinai, for example, to apply cream to a baby's rash with a shinai, and it is even mutter to tell a guy to do a malacha midaraisa. For example, someone has a flu, one can tell a guy to call the doctor. Or, if the heat goes out in a house on a very cold day, one can ask a guy to turn the heat back on. The 4th category is called sakanas aver, an injury or illness that could lead to the loss of a limb or an eye, for example. In these cases, one can himself do an isser midrabanan, and even an isser midaraisa, but only with a shinai. And of course, he can tell a goy to do anything, even a melacha daraisa, without a shinai. Finally, the last category is a chayla sheyeshbay sakana. This is the most chamor of all the categories. A chayla sheyeshbay sakana is a person who has a condition which is extremely serious, and if it's not treated promptly and correctly, it could lead to fatal consequences. This could arise because the person has developed a serious medical condition, for example, a heart attack or a stroke, an injury, that the person was involved in a road accident, someone has fallen out of a window, or something due to natural causes such as a woman in childbirth. In addition, a person has the halachic status of a chayla sheyesh bay sakana, even if there's just a possibility that his condition could be fatal. But presently, this is still far from certain. For example, a person has symptoms which arouse suspicion that he may have suffered a heart attack or a stroke. Therefore, he's called a chayla sheyesh bay sakana. We are taught by Chazal that sofek nefashas lahakel. This means that not only may one violate all Isurim and Atera when the preservation of human life is certainly at stake, but one may do so even if there's only a possibility that this action is needed or will be helpful for the preservation of life. The rule by Achelet Sheyesh by Sakana is not only is it mutter to do all melachas, even Isurim Daraisa, but one is mechuyev to do them and not hesitate, since ein davar oimid bifnei pikuach nefesh. In addition, the heterim of Achelet Sheyesh by Sakana not only apply if a person will live for a long time after we do the melacha, but they apply even to save a person who is just going to live chayesha, who is just going to live for a few more hours. One must violate Shabbos and do anything, even if this will help prolong the person's life by just a few hours. Now, a woman who has gone into labor to have a child is considered to be a chayla sheyesh by sakana. And although childbirth is a state of chayla sheyesh by sakana, one nevertheless does not have the same freedom of doing whatever is necessary for the woman concerned as one has in normal cases of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, when one, of course, takes every precaution to do things with maximum speed, because there may be a sudden turn of events for the worse. This is because childbirth is a natural phenomenon, and is extremely rare that it could lead to fatal consequences, provided the normal and average precautions are taken. Therefore, the normal activities that must be done on behalf of a woman in childbirth should first be done by a guy, and if this is not possible, they should be done by a Jewish person, but with a shinoi. For example, if a light must be switched on so a woman can get ready to go to the hospital, one should do so with one's elbow instead of in the normal manner. Similarly, if the light on the landing in an apartment building must be switched on, one should press the appropriate button with one's elbow instead of the normal way. However, if an emergency has arisen, it's of course understood that one should do whatever is necessary in the normal manner, even if it involves doing many melachas min haTorah. For example, if the birth appears to be imminent, the husband should immediately use his own car to drive the woman to the hospital without wasting any time. Of course, once a woman is in the later stages of labor, she becomes a full-fledged chayla sheyesh by sakana, and then, since we're dealing with pikuach nefesh, one can do all melachas midaraisa even by himself. One doesn't have to go to the bother of asking a guy to do it, but one should in fact do it by himself. Now also in the Mishnah. It is also to deliver an animal on yontif. If an animal is giving birth, it's also to pull the animal out from the mother on yontif. The Mishnah here means even on yontif. On Shabbos it is certainly usur to do this. But one is allowed to assist in the delivery. But by a woman, one can fully deliver a baby on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. In Kal Vachomer, one can deliver a baby on Yontif. We can also call a midwife to help, even if she has to come from outside the Tchum. We can be mechal Shabbos for her, and we can tie the umbilical cord as well. Rabbi Yossi says, we can also cut the umbilical cord. Finally, all things needed for a bris mila, we can be mechal Shabbos for as well. Gemara. Since childbirth is potentially life-threatening, we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos even for a malacha midaraisa. For example, someone can put on a light for the woman. But this is pasha. If one can be machal Shabbos, what's the chiddush of the fact that one can put a light on for the woman giving birth? More answers, even if she is blind, we can put a light on for her. That was, even if she can't see, we can still put the light on for her. Since even though she cannot see, but isuve mesiv daita, she will be comforted by the fact that if she needs something, the person who is in the room to help her, who can't see, will be able to easily find it. And this, in fact, puts the pregnant woman's mind at ease. This is referring to before the delivery, because during the delivery, this is pashut, but of course we can turn the light on for her. In Igris Maisha, Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuflam, and Beis, Ramesha, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, brings this Gemara as a raya, that if a woman going into labor needs to be taken in a taxi to the hospital on Shabbos, someone is allowed to go along with her, because Yisuve Mesev Daita, it helps to put her mind at ease. And in fact, the Chazan Ish in Kovetz Igros Kuf Mem Aleph does not only allow a husband to accompany his wife to the hospital, he strongly urges every husband to do so. The Gemara says, if someone squeezes hair on Shabbos, it's a machlokes if this is a malacha midaraisa or midarabanan. A woman who is giving birth, as long as we have kever pasuach, an open womb, whether she says she needs chil Shabbos or not, we machal Shabbos for her, even if it means doing a malacha midaraisa. Once the womb closes, she is out of danger, so we cannot be machal Shabbos for her. Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, after the womb closes, if she says she needs it, then we are machal Shabbos for her. But if she doesn't say, then we're not machal Shabbos. Daf Kuf Chav Tes. And the halacha is, safek pikuach nefesh lohakel. When we say, psichas hakever, that we're allowed to be machal Shabbos from the time that the womb opens, this begins from when she is teshev al hamashber, she sits on the birth stool. Others say that it begins from the time that blood begins to drip, and others say it begins from the time that she cannot walk anymore. in Shulchan Aruch or Achayim Simen Shin Lamed, the Mechaber paskins that any of these three simanim trigger the time of Psichas HaKever and would allow us to be Mechal Shabbos. Until when is Psichas HaKever? Abaye says, till 3 days after the birth. Rava says, 7 days. Some say even 30 days. And Nahardah clarified this halacha. Up to 3 days, whether she says she needs Chil Shabbos or she says, I don't, we can be Mechal Shabbos. From 4 to 7 days. If she says she needs it, then we can be Mechal Shabbos. If she says, I don't need, then we don't. If she doesn't say anything, then we are Mechal Shabbos for her, since she's still considered in a time of Sakana. From 8 to 30 days, we are not Mechal Shabbos, but we can do Malachas via Amir La'akam, i.e., she is not considered a Chayla Sheesh by Sakana, but a Chayla She'en by Sakana. And Rav Nuna said, Amir La'akam is Mutter for a Chayla She'en by Sakana. And in fact, this is the Halacha, as is brought in Simen Kuf Lamed, that a Chayla She'en by Sakana, or as it's referred to as a Chayla Kol Gufay, one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos through Amir La'akam. There is a Machlekes Achreinim as how we count these days. Is it 3 days me'es la'es, i.e. 72 hours from birth, or even partial days? So she had the baby, for example, 12 noon on Wednesday. Wednesday counts as day 1, Thursday counts as day 2, and Friday counts as day 3. So is Friday night, is that already considered day 4? Or we can get the full 72 hours, i.e. until Shabbos, 12 noon. The Mishnah Berurah is machriya l'kula, that you get the full 72 hours. The Gemara says if we have a chayla she'esh by sakana, or a woman who has given birth, we can light a fire for her if she is cold on Shabbos, even in the summer. A person who walks around without shoes is considered to be like a bizayin. Therefore, a person should go as far as selling the beams of his house so he can buy shoes for his feet. The Gemara says after a person lets blood, it's important that he has a su'uda afterwards in order to strengthen himself. And if some harama is necessary to drink a revius of wine, then it's mutter. This is referring to a worn-out coin. Person is allowed to go into a wine shop, taste a little bit of wine, and give him this worn-out coin, knowing full well that they probably won't accept the worn-out coin. They can not accept the worn-out coin. The person can then go to a second shop and do the same thing. Drink a little bit of wine. Then when the person doesn't want to take the worn-out coin, he moves to the next shop, and so on, until he drinks a full revius of wine. If someone is lax about eating a meal after bloodletting, Shamayim will be lax with supplying him with food. The Gemara says the appropriate days to let blood are Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, but not on Monday and Thursday, since they're Yemei Din, and not on Tuesday, since the mazel of Mars exists during the even hours of the daytime. One must be careful with zugais, pairs. Finally, they used to bury the afterbirth, the placenta, as a skula, so as to keep the baby warm. And washing a newborn child on Shabbos is also mutter. This marks the end of this parak. Daf Kuf, Perak Yotes, Rabbi Eliezer, Demila, the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said at the Yom HaShmini, there's no suffix that the 8th day since the birth comes out on Shabbos, and the male did not prepare the knife of the Mila on Erev Shabbos, one can do Haitzah and carry the knife on Shabbos, as long as it's uncovered, so everyone will see that the carrying of the knife is for the purpose of the Mila. In other words, we say Mila is Leicha Shabbos. And when there was a decree by the government not to do the Mila, so then an open knife would be Pikuach Nefesh, so you couldn't carry the knife uncovered, then the knife could be carried covered, although there should be witnesses to see that it was being covered when it was first taken out. And if they have no knife, then it's mutter on Shabbos to cut trees to manufacture iron to make a knife, i.e. even machshirei mila, preparation for mila, even that's deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Eliezer and holds that it's usher to carry a knife or make a knife on Shabbos because only the mila itself is deicha Shabbos. But kol ma she'efshar la'saisa me'erev Shabbos ain't a deicha esha Shabbos. Anything which could have been done on Erev Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. He could have carried it before Shabbos, so now it's too late. But kol ma she'enef shalah seisam Erev Shabbos, Deicha Nesha Shabbos. Anything which was impossible to do on Erev Shabbos, the Mila itself, for example, that you are allowed to be Deicha Shabbos for. The halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees and maintains that only the Bris Mila itself overrides Shabbos. However, the machshirin, such as obtaining or manufacturing a knife, which can be arranged before Shabbos, may not be performed on Shabbos. Kuntras al-Daf brings the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, which brings a brisa which says that not only is it usher to carry a mila knife through the Rishus HaRabim, public domain, but it's even usher to carry it in a chatzar she'ena me'urevus, a shared yard, which has no erev, where carrying is only usher midrabanan. Accordingly, if the mila knife was not brought to the infant's home before Shabbos, the bris must be postponed until Sunday. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Vav rules that for the sake of bris mila, one may tell a guy to perform a malacha which is usher midrabanan. What about the baby itself? The Magid Avram in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Katnehe says that one should not have a guy carry the baby to the shul for a bris, even through a karmelis, because it's not essential to the bris, since the bris can be done at home. The Eliyahu Rabbah, however, over there, cites a view lekula that allows carrying a guy to carry the baby to shul for the bris through a karmelis, because it's better to perform a bris milah in shul, where there are a lot of people, than rather doing it in one's home. The Gemara. The main reason that we don't cover the knife is to show the chavivas hamitzvah. In the place of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, they used to eat basar eif, the meat of fowl, for example, as we call it, chicken, together with milk, since he held that the isser of basar b'chalav only applies to meat of an animal, but by basar eif there is no isser of basar b'chalav. By the way, we should point out that in the Mishnah in Chulin, we learn the pasuk of leisavashel gedi b'chalav imai applies to meat of a behema and a chaya, but regarding an eif, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael hold that it is also asr miraraisa as basar b'chalav. Rabbi Akiva holds it's asr mirabanan. Rabbi Yisrael says it's mutter completely to eat basar eif with chalav. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, any mitzvah which Klal Yisrael accepted with joy, i.e. mila, we still perform with simcha. For example, today we do it with a suda. And anything which was accepted with katata, with displeasure, like arayas, are still full of katata, i.e. that all marriages still have quarrels with financial matters as well as the ksuba. The Gemara says tefillin can only be worn with a gufnaki, like Elisha bal knafayim, Elisha the winged one. A gufnaki means one should not pass gas or sleep in them. And why was he called Elisha bal knafayim? Gemara says, since the Malchus of Rome made a gzera, that people were not allowed to wear tefillin. And Elisha defied this decree. Once when he was seen by a police officer walking in the marketplace, and the police ran after him, he was asked what he was wearing. And he said he was wearing kanfei yoina. He was wearing the wings of a dove. When he opened his hand, a miracle occurred, and they in fact turned into dove wings. And Klal Yisrael is compared to a dove, since just like the wings of a dove protect a dove, so too the mitzvahs protect Klal Yisrael. If two people share a common courtyard or a hallway, to carry between them requires an Erev Chatzeres. This is done by taking a matzah, giving it to someone else, and asking him to be zeichet for all the people in the hallway. He does this by lifting it four tvachim, and then the giver, the ma'arev, recites a bracha. Without the Erev Chatzeres, it is also mirabanan to carry in this area. And just like it's also to carry a knife for the mila in a Rishus HaRavim, it should also be also mirabanan to carry the knife in a chatzer without an Erev Chatzeres. But Reb Shimon says it's mutter. As long as the knife was in the chatzer before Shabbos, it is mutter to carry even without an Erev Chatzeres. Another concept in Haitzah is that of Shitufei Mevayas. A mavi we know connects numerous chatzeres and opens up into a Rishus HaRavim, i.e. there's a house which leads into a chatzer, which leads into a mavoi, which leads to the Rishus HaRavim. So each chatzer shared by different houses would have to have a Ruvei Chatzeres. In order to connect all the different chatzeres, you need a Shitufei Mevayas to carry into the mavoi. This is similar to the Erev with the matzah. So if there is no Shitufei Mevayas, can they carry the knife? Rav Asi says, in that case, it's mutter to carry the knife. The Gemara says they didn't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, since he was in Cherem, and he was in the minority opinion, and we know how Yochid V'Ravim, Halacha K'Ravim. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, if a Mavui does not have a Shitufei Mevayas, even Kalim that were in it before Shabbos cannot be carried in it. Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Kula of Rabbi Eliezer, about preparation, that Machshirei Mitzvah Doichen Es HaShabbos, applies to Mila and some other things, for example, like the Shtei HaLechem, but it does not apply to everything. It does not apply, for example, to Tzitzis and Mezuzah. These are not Doichen Shabbos, in the case of Machshirei Mitzvah, since they aren't locked into a specific time, so one can do it after Shabbos. Abaye says, it's because these mitzvahs exist all the time in every moment. Rashi here says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chavis beged. Other Rishonim hold it's a chavis gabra. Taisvis asks, why don't we learn from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which wasn't done on Shabbos, that Machshirei Mitzvah is not Doichen Shabbos? Taisvis answers, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Machshirei Mitzvah, but rather it's the mitzvah of Bnei Atzmai, so you can't bring a raya to other Machshirei Mitzvahs. Rabbi Eliezer says, Machshirei Mitzvah Lulav and the mitzvah of Lulav are both Doichen Shabbos. This is learned from the word V'hayayim. By the way, this discussion here in the Gemara only has relevance to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Lulav was taken on the first day of Sukkos, which was on Shabbos. Today, of course, we know Mida Rabbanan that we do not take the Lulav when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos. And the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, say that Machshirei Lulav is not Doichen Shabbos. They use the word Uvayayim to tell us that Mitzvah Lulav is not by night, it's only by day. Even though Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, women are still chayev in Achilas Matzah, because the Pasuk says, like Soichel alav chametz, Shivas Yamim Teichal Alav Matzis. Immediately thereafter, the words Leisechal Alav Chametz. So we see these two are next to each other. The Isur Leisaseh of not eating Chametz and the Mitzvah Saseh of eating Matzah. The Maradarshans call She Yeshnan Beleisaseh, Leisechal Chametz, Yeshnai Baaseh Shal Matzah. Kol She Yeshnan Beleisaseh, Yeshnan Baaseh. Since these two are right next to each other, anyone is Mechuyev in the Leisaseh of not eating Chametz is also Mechuyev in the Aseh of eating Matzah. Finally, the Kiyah Shefer of Rosh Hashanah brings all of the Zechrenus of Bnei Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim, so he will give us a good judgment. Therefore, the fact that Machshire Shefer is Deicha Shabbos cannot teach us this halacha for other things. Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. The heter of Machshire Mila Deicha Shabbos according to Rebbe Eliezer is learned from the Pasig in Vayikra Yud Beis, Uviyam Hashmine Yimal Besar Arlasai, which implies even Machshire Mitzvah is Deicha. We also learn from the fact that Im Over Zmana Loi Batla, the mitzvah of Mila can be performed until a person dies, and that's different from other mitzvahs where im avar zmana batla. If the time passed, the mitzvah cannot be done. And so maybe these makshire are daicha. By the mitzvah of Mila, the word bris is said to Avraham Avinu 13 times. This shows us how chashev the mitzvah is. The Gemara asks, how do we know pikuach nefesh is daicha Shabbos? Our answer is from a Kal Vachemer. If Mila, which involves one aver, is daicha Shabbos, Kal v'chomer pikuach nefesh, which involves the entire body, that should be daicha Shabbos. And how do we know Mila is daicha Shabbos? Where it says, we learn this halacha l'meishim Sinai. Or since it says ice by Mila, and it says ice by Shabbos, therefore Mila is daicha Shabbos. It's interesting, by the way, that tefillin we don't wear on Shabbos, even though it does say the word ice regarding tefillin. If there is tzaras, leprosy, on the foreskin of a child, we say that Mila is daicha the tzaras, and you cut off the tzaras. This is for a Mila bizmana, or a Mila shalei bizmana. But Mila is only daicha Shabbos if it's bizmana. But if it's shalei bizmana, for example, the child is sick, and you push it off, and it ends up that the child is okay on Shabbos, then it's not daicha Shabbos, and it's not daicha yantav. Another reason Mila is daicha tzaras, or that Mila is daicha Shabbos, is because of the classical rule of esse daicha leisase. Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Even Rabbi Shimon holds that a dover she'enim eskaven is mutter, but not if it's a psik reisha. And while the rule is esse deicha leisase, we do not say esse deicha leisase viesse. The next Mishnah. On Shabbos, one is allowed to do all tzarchei mila, including the mila itself, cutting off the arla, the priya. The priya is the thin skin membrane under the arla, which covers the atara. And when the priya is pulled, the atara becomes exposed. That can also be done on Shabbos. Also, the metzitza can be done on Shabbos. Metzitza is the sucking out of the blood. Without a metzitza, there is a chashash of sakana. It is also permitted to do all refuas for the baby, to do all those on Shabbos. For example, putting on the isfalnus, which is the compress, or the kamein plant, a medication on the wound. However, the kamein must be ground up on Erev Shabbos. If it was prepared before Shabbos, the male can chew it with his teeth, with a shinoi, and still put it on. And Taisus explains that even though the baby is considered a chayla sheyesh by sakana, but it's still better to do all malachas for a chayla with a shinoi. This is also referred to as Kila Achar Yad. And this is how the Ramah Paskins and Rachayim Simin Shin Chav Ches, if you had Beis, that even by Achel Sheish by Sakana, if it's possible to do it Kila Achar Yad or via a guy, it's better to do it that way than to do it oneself. Finally, the Mishnah says if one did not mix oil and wine before Shabbos for Refuah, then he can put them in separately on the wound. This is, would be through what we call a Shinai. And making a bandage is Osir because of Tikkun Kli. But instead, a person should just wrap a rag around the wound. Gemara. As long as the mail is still doing the Maisa Mila, he can go back and cut additional tzitzin, additional shreds, whether the shreds are tzitzin hama'akvin, or even those which are not makif. But once he removed his hands from the Mila area, he can only go back and cut off the tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. From the Pasuk in Shmais Tezvav, Zakeli Vanveu, this is my God, and I will beautify him, we learn the Indian of Hidur Mitzvah. We should build a beautiful sukkah, buy a beautiful lulav, we should buy a nice shefer, nice tzitzis, nice sefer tyra, buy the best ink through a reliable sefer. Abishol says Anveyu is not referring to Hidra Mitzvah, but to the fact that we should have good midos like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Aniva Hu is what Anveyu means. Just like he is Chanon Verachem, we should also be Chanon Verachem. For the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh, if the moon is clearly visible, it's a machlokes if Edim can be Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to proclaim the new moon. The Shulchan and the Migdash had 6 plus 6 loaves, equal to 12 loaves, for the Lechem Apanim. As soon as one group of Kohanim came in to remove the old Lechem, the new Lechem would be put on by the second group of Kohanim. But the table always had Lechem, since the Pasuk says, Lechem Hapanim Tamid. Since we're running out of tape here, we'll have to continue this sugya of Bris Mila Amir Tashem on the next tape. But at this point, we will conclude our share.